Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJZB Radio. Okay, let us finish up this teaching on the will of God this week. So open up your spirit to the Holy Spirit, and we will see what the Spirit will say to us today. Now, last week I finished up with these words. There is a witness of God which is not merely the testimony of men. It is a witness within the life of Jesus Christ who is within us. And if we have that witness within, eventually it will manifest through us. It will be a living witness. Wow, a living witness. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 3:2-3, "You are our epistles written in our heart, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tablets of stone, but in fleshly tablets of the heart." 2 Corinthians 2:2-3. Here we see people do not merely do the will of God. Oh no, they become the will of God through a process of God's dealing and judgments in their life. Yes, through salvation, but then through a process of whereby the witness within is made manifest outside of them to God's glory. Now, Paul, being a good Jew, knew the Torah, or what we call the Old Testament. Paul knew of the history of the Jewish people based on the Torah, and Paul knew of the book of Ezekiel and the verses that talk about getting a heart transplant. In Ezekiel 36:24-22, now Paul knew of these verses, "For I will take you from among the heathens and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all of your filthiness and from all of your idols, which I will cleanse from you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh." Ezekiel 36:24-26. Now, these folks in Ezekiel are not the same folks in 2 Corinthians, but it was the same process of God removing their old stony heart and transplanting a new and improved heart of flesh. These folks, these people, the Jewish people under Nebuchadnezzar and the Gentiles people under the Romans, did not simply do the will of God. Oh no, they became the will of God. And this is what God is looking for in our lives, my friend. Becoming the will of God, which does not happen by accident, but it happens as we choose to endure God's dealings and judgments in our life. Whatsoever God says about us, we must agree with Him and say, "Yes, Lord, yes, and yes, it is true." And this is what the word confession means. It means to agree with God what He is saying about us is true. And the more we agree with God, "Yes, Lord," and the more I need you in my life, "Yes, Lord." Yes, Lord, I hear you and I hear your words and I will obey. "Yes, Lord, I must make things right with folks that I have hurt and offended maybe last year." Yes, the more we confess, the more we agree with God, and the more we shall know God's will, because we will become and start to becoming to God the will of God. And the only way to know God's will, again, is to know God. Let me say that again. The only way to know God's will for our lives is to know God. You know, Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Well, how is the will of God done in heaven? Totally and without any resistance. That is quite a prayer. But we can pray it with in regards to any given situation. But more importantly, we need to pray it with regards to ourselves. Again, we need to become the will of God. Now, please allow me to go a little deeper. in a few thoughts in closing, as we close out this teaching on the will of God. Now, it may be surprising to find out that often the only way God's will be done in any given situation is if we become His will in that situation, because He wants to work His will not through anything else except for us. Let me say that again. Because God wants to work His will not through anything else other than us. God always wants to work His will on earth as it is done in heaven through us, His children. Just take any relationship, for example. If we ask God to do His will in a given relationship, well, how do we expect Him to execute His will without our faith and obedience? He cannot. And guess what? God will not. God seldom works outside our will. When it comes to issues of the heart, let me say that again. God seldom works outside of our will when it comes to the issues of the heart. And as they say, the heart of the issue is always an issue of our heart. Let me say that again. At the heart of every issue that we face in our life, it is always an issue of our heart. A relationship between us and another person is a relationship we both are in. And thus, we must become the will of God for God to be able to do His will with it in that relationship. Wow. You know, we have said much about the will of God in a very short time. Some thoughts were profound, and other thoughts I feel sure you already knew. But the will of God is not a mystery. Let me say that again. The will of God is not a mystery, my friend. Come to know God. Come to know God, and you will know God's will. Let me say that again. Come to know God, and you will know God's will. So it's not a mystery. It's not hard to figure out. We see it. It is not really about knowing God's will. No, it's not. So many Christians go after God's will, but it's not about God's will. It's about knowing God. But it's really about knowing God. But, and until we can come to know God and, in a greater way, knowing God's will is nothing more than just doing what you are doing right away, as long as you are not over in sin, and you know it. Let me say that again. So, as we come to know God, what we will do is whatever God is doing in our life, whatever God is bringing into our life, as long as we know we are not over in sin, then guess what, my friend? We are doing the will of God. My friend, God does not try to trick us or see if He can get us over in some area and cause us to stumble and get us off track. Oh, no. As long as we know without a shadow of doubt that we are not over in some area of sin, then whatsoever we are doing or even doing for God is the will of God for our lives. There's no mystery here. Just trust and obey, as the song says, because there's no other way. Just trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen? Trust and obey to know God's will. Now, next week we will start a new teaching on the key to knowing truth. Wow, the key to knowing truth. Man strives to know all of these things. They even strive to know truth. Well, the way to know truth, guess what? It's to know God, because God is all truth. God is all truth. Man would say, what truth? Well, that answer is God's truth. Come to know God, and we will come to know God's truth. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week to come, trusting that you will tune in next week and hear more on coming to know the truth. God bless. Have a wonderful week, and we are praying for you, is our prayer. God bless. Bye.